At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
You've worked hard to build your brand, so why settle for one-size-all-fits branded clothing? Lands' End Outfitters creates apparel your employees will truly want to wear that unites your team in comfort and style. It's clothing that bolsters your brand identity and creates a unique connection between your brand, your employees, and your customers. It's why Lands' End Outfitters has been a supplier of branded apparel to some of the world's most respected brands for more than 30 years. From logo polos to fully customized branded wardrobes, our world-class outfitters will partner with you to help your team feel confident on the job and put your brand into action. From logo application to online ordering, Lands' End Outfitters offers seamless solutions that give you peace of mind, all backed by above and beyond expertise. See why Lands' End Outfitters should be your branded apparel partner. Go to business.landsend.com/pod20 and use code POD20 for 20% off your first product. That's business.landsend.com/pod20. Code POD20 for 20% off your first product.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Broadcasters all over Europe are against the idea, yet despite that, it looks like we may be entering an era when new cars won't have a radio anymore. Dave Humphreys from CompleteCar.ie is with us to explain this madness. Good afternoon, Dave.
Good afternoon, Sean.
I should say, actually, that Bauer, the owner of this station, has lobbied Catherine Martin on this very issue. So
yes.
Just, I don't know what they said. It was nothing to do with me.
They probably said, please reconsider this.
Please reconsider this is what I'm guessing.
Yes.
So like, when we say no radio, we mean the kind of the old-fashioned,
yes,
traditional idea of a radio.
This isn't necessarily everything going out of the car. What has already happened is some car manufacturers, more so in the United States than here, have stopped putting AM receivers or AM radios in their cars. Now, part of the reason they're doing it is they're not just trying to save a few quid, is that they have found that in certain instances, the electric motors in electric cars can create, without getting too scientific, an electromagnetic field that can interfere with the reception. So in other words, you're going to get something crackly. But also they're kind of, manufacturers have also seen that, well, look, we're moving into a more digital age. If we could put fewer things in our cars, if we could only have a 5G antenna, and then you can listen to your radio via an app or via, you know, the built-in infotainment system, they are looking at that as well. FM still has a very strong presence. I don't think it's going to happen very, very soon. And there's a lot of uses for it. Like, radio is still a very strong, you know, contender in terms of what people are listening to, especially in their cars. That's probably Jane and Lore figures will probably show you that. But also, you know, we don't have it as much here, but in other countries, they will often have traffic reports that will kind of be broadcast
over
a certain radio station or program you're listening to. And that can also be used for emergency, if there was a national emergency, for example, that they could do that. So it's a very good way of reaching people. So I'm not going to think you're going to see it totally eradicated from cars, but car manufacturers, being car manufacturers, are always looking at ways that they can save a few quid, that they can look to the future. It's not something that they can just turn around tomorrow and make a decision and go, that's it, we're not going to do it, because they have supplier agreements and all this kind of stuff. But they're always looking at, okay, 5 years time, 10 years time, you know, are people going to still want to have an FM radio, or are people going to listen to, you know, their News Talk via a News Talk app or via an on-demand service, or they'll have whatever else their music streaming service might be that they prefer. So they're looking at that. They're looking at, you know, they are always sort of bit by bit, they're taking things out of cars. You know, touch screens now have meant that they've had to put fewer buttons into cars, and buttons are actually really expensive to make in a car.
Right, okay.
So they love that. And they love that, well, if you just have a screen, we can always update it and change it over time, and, you know, we can have a new look. Also, they may look at doing it as a, we'll include it, but we'll software lock it. And that's the big thing where car manufacturers are seeing a bit of revenue generation in the future, that rather than making a car that you order with all your different options and then somebody else orders a different car with all options, we just want to make one car, pick your color, and that's it. And everything else we'll just software lock, because we have that ability now. So if you want heated seats, they're in your car, but you've got to pay us an extra €200 or a monthly subscription.
Right.
Or if you only want your heated seats during the winter months, you can just pay an extra £20 a month between October and January, and you've got heated seats. And then at the end of 31st of January, the option just disappears again unless you renew your subscription.
Freezing backside is back.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
So clever.
So that's what they're kind of looking at doing longer term. Partly, yes, it is a revenue thing. They also means that they can get a better deal off their suppliers. It means that they can have far less complication when it comes to manufacturing cars. You're not having, you know, every car that comes down the line has such a myriad of different options. They can just make one car. You pick your color, you pick whatever else you want, and then they can just electronically then decide what's on your car.
Because, like, in the era, I suppose, of traditional radios, those radios would have been made by somebody else.
Yeah, yeah. You would have had, like, Blaupunkt or Bosch or all the, you know, different manufacturers would have had that. I mean, I'm sure there are plenty of people listening that would have maybe bought a car, and over the years, maybe they've upgraded the radio, a different head unit. You know, I remember when you used to pull the car radio out, part of the security, you know, you have a big handle on it. All those days are gone. The advantage is as well that, you know, by not having that, it frees up a lot of real estate within the dashboard as well, that they don't have to have this anymore. You know, tape decks went in the 90s. CDs are kind of pretty much gone now as well. Now you get your Bluetooth or you'll get a USB connection, and that's kind of it, you know. So that's how they see that, because they realize that people's phones now are ultimately, that connection is the most important thing, is how can I connect my phone with the car? And everything can be done on your phone. You can send the directions to your car. You can warm the car up off an app while you're sitting having your toast, that, you know, and it'll defrost itself, or whatever the case may be. You can even have digital keys now on your smartphone. So you don't have to have a key. Once you've got your phone, as you approach it, it'll unlock and you can do it. You don't have to have a physical car key.
So does that mean sat-nav's on the way out as well?
Well, sat-nav is also something that is, a lot of manufacturers are looking at going, well, do we need to have these expensive built-in sat-nav's now, you know, because it's quite expensive. I remember a good few years ago, Mitsubishi brought out a new model that didn't have sat-nav at all. They said, we're not even putting the GPS receiver into the car, because they said so many people use their phones now. They use Google Maps or Waze or whatever else. And I remember asking them, I was like, but that's fine, but what if you're in the middle of nowhere and you've no phone coverage? And they were like, eh.
Well, doesn't that apply then to all the things you've been talking about? How
Absolutely.
Do you get a radio station if...
Because
ideally, most people will, if they have an app for News Talk,
yes,
they want to be on Wi-Fi listening to that rather than spending their own money listening to
their own
to
data
it.
Or anything like that. Or also, there's plenty of times you'd be driving around parts of Ireland and you'll have no phone coverage at all, but you'll still have perfect FM reception as well.
Yes,
so there's still a lot of rationale for having it. But yeah, this is the thing that they kind of think, well, you know, car manufacturers don't have to worry about that. That's the people who do the 5G connection and all that kind of stuff. That's their worry. But a lot of cars also now have built-in eSIMs. So they'll have their own SIM card in the dashboard embedded.
Yeah.
And all the data connection will run through that. A lot of cars will offer you a data package that's maybe included for 3 years, that runs all the connectivity features of the car. But then if you want, you can either, again, coming back to the subscription model, you want to renew your data package.
Yeah.
Surely you like having that. And actually the data works better often than the car, than your phone does, because it uses the car's body as a much larger antenna.
Yes.
So often that can have, and a lot of the emergency e-call functions run through that SIM rather than having to connect to your own phone. So it means that you have a much stronger chance of having a connection.
But when the data network sits down, says the person, but I suppose everything is fixed. Same with TV, Sky, move their TV via broadband instead of dish. If the internet is down, no TV. If the car has OLED on the outside, the car can be a different color every day. Is that anywhere close?
So if you, I presume you're talking about in terms of either, BMW did roll out a concept where they put this kind of e-ink material on the outside of the cars that would shift between one or two colours. So you could just go, oh, I want to have a blue car today. That's still a long way away. But inside cars now, you can have, you know, 60, 70 different interior ambient colours that you can choose according to your mood that
it's
day
mad.
If you want.
But I love listening to death notices on local radio while sitting at red lights in my car in a cold, wet, miserable January evening. they'd still be able to do that because you can, if there's an app for whatever your local radio station.
So long as your local radio station and whoever is doing the death notices is willing to embrace the modern era and go digital, absolutely. Because I'm sure there's plenty of people that are in Australia that want to know who's died back at home and things like that.
No, absolutely.
So, internet radio, yeah.
Car makers need to make sure the software actually works if they're going to do this. My Apple CarPlay doesn't work in certain areas. Radio is the only thing that is constant, hence why I'm ranting. John says, touchscreen is lethal. You have to look away from the road to use it. Bring back physical buttons. Somebody else makes a similar point. There's too much happening on the screens in cars at the moment. I find it confusing to look at a glance.
Yes.
Yeah, there is an issue. It must be an issue about that.
And if you look at any of our reviews on Complete Car from the last couple of years, all of us collectively have been saying this, that you have to have certain things that you need a physical button, namely the volume or else the temperature controls. They're the two things you're always going to adjust when you're driving, or your volume, especially if you're parking, because everyone turns the volume down when you're parking. It helps you park better.
Well, I parked this car.
But having it on the screen, it's massively distracting. You need to have a physical knob that you can just twirl, you know, left or right for cooler or hotter. The your NCAP body, which does all the crash testing, has now brought in, they are now using this as part of their future crash testing ratings, so that you will actually now, they're encouraging manufacturers, no, you've got to have certain physical controls, not on a touchscreen. So I think you will now start to see, it does take a few years for these to come through, but some manufacturers now are going back to having, they've listened and gone, okay, we're going to go back and bring back certain buttons for things.
Mm.
Touchscreens, I think, are not going away anytime soon. But things like your volume control, even the buttons on your steering wheel, some of them have these kind of touch pads that are just very sensitive and confusing to use. Some manufacturers have gone back to physical buttons.
Yeah.
So it means that you don't have to take your eye off the road, because it's astonishing when you look at, if you're driving at motorway speed and you take your eye off road for 2-3 seconds to change the temperature on the touchscreen, you've travelled a phenomenal distance.
Yes.
You know, so this is the thing that we want. We have really been pushing the industry to go, you've got to bring back physical controls for certain things. Okay, if you're parked and you're stopped and you want to fiddle around with the touchscreen, that's fine. But the things you're always going to use on the move, you need to have that.
Same with
your radio button as well. You know, having a proper radio button if you want to hit that, you know, scan to the next station or whatever.
This is old news. My 2018 Range Rover, needs a SIM card, €15 a month. And I have to pay Range Rover £260 per year to switch the tracking on. So I suppose it's not old news if you're a rich person and you're driving
It's a tracker, that's a slightly different thing. That's a security system that uses that. What I was talking about is they have now a built-in eSIM that runs your... So a lot of all new cars now will have this emergency contact. If a car detects that it's been in an accident and you're immediately connected to an operator that would go, are you okay? If not, do you need us to send an ambulance or whatever? So that's now a new EU directive that's in cars. But yes, you can buy a tracker for your car that has basically a GPS transponder that will track your car. If it's stolen, they can follow it and hopefully recover it in one piece.
Yeah.
But you do have to pay. That will have its own built-in SIM card, and you do have to pay a subscription for that as well.
Yeah. Having said everything we've spoken about, the manufacturers are probably going to get rid of car radios anyway, because there's no financial incentive for them to keep them.
Not really. I mean, there are some, like in the US, for example, you have a company called Sirius XM, which is kind of satellite radio, and they pay a huge amount of money for two car manufacturers to have their icon on that dash. You know,
So,
bigger media organizations may want to do that, but ultimately a lot of it is going more towards that digital Internet of Things. You know, they want to have it have it that. So you may well have Bauer, but it may well be a little Bauer icon and not an FM receiver inside the car.
Yeah. Dave, thanks a million for coming into us. Dave Humphreys there, journalist with CompleteCar.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit hyland.com.